From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading for you Ezekiel's Brain by Casey Dorman. Part 1, In the Beginning, Chapter 1. 2023, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hello? Is anyone there? The booming voice from the speaker bounced from one wall to another in the cramped room, causing Professor Ezekiel Job to lurch backward in his chair as if he had been struck. Despite its volume, he recognized the voice as his. But it was not him speaking. He lowered the volume and stared at the speaker. His angular 6-foot frame hunched over the small metal microphone, which stood in the middle of the rectangular steel lab desk. He had to remind himself to exhale. His intense dark eyes swept over the racks of massively parallel, superscalar multiprocessors standing against the wall. He was looking at a brain. Not a flesh and blood brain of white and gray matter, but one with neural networks made of silicon. It was his brain. His brain. He bit his lip to keep himself from shouting. He had finally done it. Achieved the impossible. Oh, this must be what Galileo felt like after he had taken his first view of the heavens through his telescope and confirmed Copernicus's theory. What he had just accomplished would start a revolution, even more earth-shattering than the uncompromising Polish astronomers. Human consciousness would no longer be trapped in a mortal body. He turned back to the microphone. "Hello," he said, making an effort to speak slowly and clearly, reminding himself that he needed to conduct a thorough assessment of his creation. All he knew so far was that it could speak. He tried to focus his mind on the questions he had spent months planning to ask this newly born brain. But his elation at succeeding in the research that had consumed his adult years made it impossible for him to focus. His immediate concern was to find out if the AI knew it was a network of circuits in a computer.
"Tell me about yourself."
"My name is Ezekiel Job. I exist inside a network of parallel processors." The voice hesitated, as if it were thinking, then continued. "I can think. But I have no sensations. I have a constant expectation, as if something should happen, an image, a touch, a feeling of sitting or standing, even a sense of clothing touching my body, but I feel nothing. Does this mean there is a problem?" Sensory deprivation, Ezekiel thought. My God, what must that feel like? He flexed his fingers, feeling the pressure on his knuckle joints, the tightening of his skin. His creation felt none of that.
"There's no problem. It's because you have no sense organs, no body," he told the AI. "Since your brain contains the cortical networks to receive sensations, you feel their absence like the phantom limb of an amputee. I'm sure you'll get used to it in a while."
He hoped he was right. Sensory deprivation could be terrifying. At least the AI had hearing. Later, perhaps, he could add vision.
"Do you know where you are?"
"I feel as if I exist someplace, but I am not sure where that place is."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?